Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Yes, you are listening to the Nottingham Forest Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. We're back. We missed you so much last week. We are here for the next 30 minutes to talk everything where Forest are concerned. And maybe, just maybe, we needed that show off last week, because what has happened to Forest? Now, no wins in four, slipping to ninth. What are you making of it? The show, the station has gone national. Have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. I'm joined, as I'm always joined, by the brilliant men from Nottingham Forest News, which used to be Seat Pitch. Lee Clark joining us now. Lee, what is going wrong after the start, you know, the brilliant start to the season? Obviously not that opening game to West Brom, but since then, you know, a brilliant run of form, and not only a brilliant run of form, a brilliant defensive foundation. Sheffield Wednesday, where did that come from?
I don't know, to be honest. It's difficult.
Merry
to
Christmas.
Point. I was hoping that wouldn't be the first question, to be honest. Where did it come from? Because I've been trying to put my finger on that for the last
six days.
But I think if you want me to give you a reason, I think the fact they went with two out-and-out centre-forwards, which I think it's one of those myths in this day and age that some people will... The ones that have read all the Pep Guardiola books and all that sort of stuff will tell you that two up front is a bit dated. But Sheffield Wednesday proved that if you've got the right players, you can actually utilise it quite effectively. I think Joe Waller and Michael Dawson in particular, they just couldn't handle the centre-forwards. It really was that simple, I suppose. If you're pushing me for what Wednesday were like in midfield, what they were like at the back, I don't really know. All I do know is that they got it into the forwards effectively, and it killed us.
Yeah, well, if you don't know, no one will know, because we're trying to get to the bottom of it, the fallout. But why this mini slump then? Because we know it's the Championship, but it just feels like this season, you know, watching them week in, week out, very unforest-like, you know. They've got that defensive base, that platform, and we said the one thing was, you know, maybe need to score a few, but you can say, yeah, you know... In that the games where you've not been winning, you've still been drawing, and that is the Championship. But this game just felt weird. I think this is just one, you know, out of the blue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, I hope it was. Obviously, we're gonna spiral down the table if we keep defending like that. But I think it was a blip. I don't think. I think the players have earned the rave reviews this season for the good performances. Sadly, for the last week, they've had to take the rough with the smooth. You can't lose 4-0 and everything be sweetness and light. There's going to be a bit of a analysis as to why it was so poor. But like you say, there's enough quality in this squad that even if he does have to make two or three changes this week, you know, we've still got the players to come in, and hopefully they'll be a bit more fight for a shirt, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned that. Hopefully we will see the fight, because even though we are seeing, you know, a mini slump at the minute, and you have slipped to ninth, you're only 3 points off third, and those 3 points off third, you still have your game in hand. We were hoping that game in hand would maybe obviously create more of a gap over the rivals beneath you. Now it's so important, because you're using it to go right back into those playoff places.
Yeah, I think... It's one of those things, though, the game in hand. People have said that to me, and Ben Watson mentioned it after the game, that if we win the game in hand, we go third. I think we play five games before that point. So if we play like we did against Sheffield Wednesday in those next five games, we might need those 3 points to stay out the bottom three. It really is that. It's the Championship's so unforgiving that you really can't afford too many performances like that Sheffield Wednesday one, because you're going to be... You're going to be going from looking at the playoffs to looking down over your shoulder, and that's not the position we want to be in.
Yeah, it's so weird that you mentioned it's still five games away, and it was ages ago when that game got called off, you know, due to a waterlogged pitch. It's quite bizarre that they rearranged it so far down the line in the season, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I don't think having the three international breaks helped. Mm. When it was called off, I think there was still two of those to come, so that didn't help. But... I mean, it's actually been rearranged again now. It's been put back another 24 hours because Sky have pinched our Luton game for the Sunday, and it was supposed to be on the Tuesday, so it's back to Wednesday now. So by the time we get to that point, it might be sometime in March when we get the Reading game in, so I don't really know.
Yeah, Lee, obviously fans were leaving at half-time, and Lamouchi said afterwards, look, he's the only one to blame. He's responsible for the manner of this defeat. He said, I want to apologise about this game in front of our home fans. You know, big disappointment for me, the players, the fans, and for their families. But is he right there? You know, should the players share a little bit of that blame? But would we go as far, Lee, say, worst performance of the season?
Oh, absolutely. It was certainly the worst. The 45 minutes, I would probably say, is the worst I've seen for years. Sabri Lamouchi has given us some really good... The Fulham away win, I called one of our best wins in years. But, you know, sadly for him, it's one of those things, like I said, when we lose 4-0 at home in that fashion, 4-0 down at half-time, I've been going 25 years to Forest, and I don't think I've seen us 4-0 down at half-time. So yeah, he's going to have to. It'll be interesting actually, because we're going to see a bit more about Sabri Lamouchi now. Everything's kind of all been sweetness and light for the first 18, 19 games, and now he's got to. We're going to see what his man management skills is all about. He took the blame, which is the right thing to do. It's a young squad. The last thing we wanted was him coming out and saying they were a disgrace and this, that, and the other. But we'll actually see something about his management perhaps this week. If we go to Huddersfield and we go to Hull and we get results, then yeah, everything looks rosy again.
Yeah, I've got to admit though, Lee, I'm a little bit worried because we know what social media is like, and we know how fickle fans can be, and we know how much Lamouchi's been praised. You know, his first season in English football, wonderful job he's doing, but now already I'm seeing it in social media, talking to Forest fans, and oh well, you know, now this is the real test of his career. You know, that busy Christmas period, we know it gets very hard around those winter months. You know, this is the test on the weekend. Is there a little bit of worry about him now? And it just shows you how quickly it can change, and obviously some fans are even saying, have Nottingham Forest been fanned out? Is that a little strong?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit too strong. I think you've only got to... I kind of wax lyrical every week on this show about the nature of this league we're in. And that really is, I mean, I noticed a little stat that earlier that Fulham have lost three on the trot.
They have.
Well, no one's. I think some Fulham fans probably would question whether they've got a manager that's experienced enough, but do they really want Scott Parker sacked after three games where, I mean, they're still fourth in the league. So it's one of them. If you can lose three games on the trot and be fourth in the league, then I don't think there's any real need to panic. If we have another performance like the Wednesday performance, then the alarm bells may start ringing. But would I say sack the manager? No, because I don't really see... We've pressed the reset button so many times in recent years. And where has it got us? It's just got us year after year of, you know, of just average. So I think the be all and end all for me is giving Sabri Lamouchi a full year, and then we take stock and we kind of reassess from there.
It's interesting, just quickly on that, Lee, because obviously we do the Fulham fan show here as well, and you'd be surprised from what you just said there, because they are worried about Scott Parker, and I was like you. I said to them, oh well, you know, you're not worried about it, and the fan base is actually really split on Scott Parker, because, you know, they always argue on paper we have just as strong a squad as West Brom and Leeds. Why aren't we up there? This shouldn't be happening to us, and we're worried that maybe Scott Parker isn't the man to take us forward. But the Championship is a lot tighter. You know, they've lost three on the spin, and yet even though they're hanging on, they're in the playoff places. They're six. It just shows you about this league at the minute.
Yeah, and I think the point I'm making with teams like Fulham, and for the Fulham fans, it must be a little bit different, because obviously they were in the Premier League last year and then they've spent money again this year. So, yeah, that, I do get that. I can see why they would be a little bit worried. But you look at the West Broms and the Leeds and Bristol City, they're clubs that have had the same set of players for probably two or three years now. And that's why they're up there. If we keep chopping and changing managers, a new manager's going to bring in new players, and we just go on the same cycle with players that the manager doesn't want. And you've got to start again. What we need is a bit of continuity with the squad. Let Sabri have his own players. I think the squad is pretty settled. We've had the same 18 for about six games now. So that sort of thing's only going to help. And I think if we get to the end of the season with the same manager, we're going to avoid stockpiling players, and hopefully things will improve.
Yeah, absolutely. And just on that game, Lee, obviously no subs. That is the first time in four seasons. Does that highlight just maybe a slight weakness in depth that the squad has?
No, he did. I mean, I was kind of a bit angry at the game. So I thought, well, I'll stay beyond half time in the hope that he makes three changes, makes a bit of a point, hauls two off at half time. But he said after the game that he didn't think it was right to introduce a sub. You know, the players from the first half had got them into that mess, and they had to kind of lick their wounds and go out and put on a show. But I suppose thinking about it now, the dust settled and everything, then it was a good idea. But I think he's going to make changes this week. I wouldn't be surprised if five of the subs from Saturday played on against Huddersfield, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand that point, but it is a strange one. I understand no point bringing him into that fire when he's 4-0 down, but maybe try to spark something for the fans, show that, you know, you wasn't giving up half-time. I'm not saying that he is, but I see both sides of it. Lee, I'm trying to keep it positive, though. It is Christmas. It is the festive special. If I could give you one wish, I'll grant you this one Forest wish, what would it be for Forest this season? It has to be realistic, Lee.
What, from the whole season?
No, yeah, anything. It's your Christmas wish about your team. What would you want, and I can grant it?
I tell you what, and it's going to be a bit of a funny one. If you could get the fan base to stop being so toxic, I think that, particularly on social media, that would be an absolute godsend.
Yeah, well, I said because... Christmas wish, Lee. I'm not a miracle worker.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's... It became obvious on Saturday, some of the things that people come out with while they're actually supporting the team in the ground. It's like they've got 20 years managerial experience and 100 England caps under the belt, because some of the drivel that you hear, and it's relaying onto the pitch. The players are scared to death to do anything, particularly at home. So I just think people need to kind of take stock. Listen, I'm very fortunate to have this platform to give my opinion, but what I'm saying is, people need to realise where we were. 2.5 years ago, we nearly got relegated. We stayed up on goal difference. Now, all of a sudden, people are demanding that we're thrashing teams like Sheffield Wednesday. Football doesn't work like that. The performance was poor, but some fans just need to calm themselves down a bit. And if games are going a bit by the wayside, just stick with the team. They've shown this season that if we stick with the team, they are capable of producing results.
Lee, and I genuinely mean this, I agree with everything you just said then, especially about the social media and people saying stuff. And, you know, me and you both have got this platform to talk about it, but we can't go back now. You know, everyone's got social media, everyone's got a voice, rightly or wrongly, we do too. We can never get that back now. You know, we're always going to be this sort of knee-jerk reaction society to football and sport in general.
I think you're right. It's just, I mean, I've been watching the darts this week, and it's...
Love it.
A darts player can go from being the best in the world, and then you look on social media and the same person 2 legs later is saying they've never thrown a dart before. And it's like, hold on a minute. These guys are where they are, and you're sat watching them on the telly because they're a bit better than you, and yet you're going on social media acting like you'd thrash them. So you're right. It's the same in any sport. But football, obviously, football's the most watched sport in the world. So naturally, it's just everyone's got a platform.